Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Chesam Ralef of Masech HaShabbos. We're holding on Daf Tzadi Chesam Ralef. We are at Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Abba. So at the two dots. So it says the Gemara is going to discuss someone who's mavir, an object, Dal Ramos and Rosh Hashanah. Some Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Hamavir arba amos b'rishus rabim mekora pater. If a person carries something four amos in rishus rabim, but the rishus rabim has a roof over it, then he's pater. L'fishein adomel digle midbar, because that situation, that rishus rabim, is not similar to the machne Yisrael that was in the midbar. That their rishus rabim didn't have a roof over it, and all the dinim of hotzal the rishus rabim are derived from the machne Yisrael in the midbar. In fact, the gemara eini, but is that really so? V'ha agolos de mekoros havyon, but the wagons that carried the boards of the Mishkan had a covering over it. That underneath the wagons and in between the wagons and the space on the sides of the wagons where the wheels were are all a Rosh Hashanah. So you see that Rav holds that even something that does have a roof over it could have a din of Rosh Hashanah. So it's a stira in Rav. Says Mar no kikar Marav bidarasa. When Rav says that the place under the wagons is Rosh Hashanah, he's talking about the space between one row of beams and the row of beams right next to it, that the beams did not lie across, the boards did not lie across the full length of the wagon. They would put them in rows that were arranged one on top of the other, and they would leave some space between one row and the next. And that space between the rows did not have any roofing over it, did not have any covering over it. And that's what Rav is saying has a din of a Rosh Hashanah. Says Mar Michti, Urcha da'agala kamahavi. How long was each wagon? Chamesh amin was five amos. Pusya de'keresh kamahavi. How wide is each of the boards? Amsul palgas, 1.5 amos. Kamamosiv, how many rows did they have on the agalos? Tlasa, it was three rows. Pasha le palga da'amsa. So if you have three rows, each of them an amma and a half, so that's 4.5 amos, but the total space that it took up is 5 amos, so that leaves a half an amma of extra space. Kishadi le mar beni beni, when you divide up the half amma to two empty spaces between row 1 and row 2, and between row 2 and row 3, so it turns out that it's a quarter of an amma, or a tefach and a half, in between each of the rows. Well, that's kilavadami, that's considered like lavad, and it's as if there's no space at all. It's as if it's totally closed up, because anything less than 3 tvachim is considered lavud. Mi savrit krashim apusayu av manachlu, achudan manachluhu. Says Mar, what, you think the boards were lying across their width, an amma and a half? No, they were on their sides, they were on their edges, and that's only one amma. So therefore, three rows is three amos. The space between them is two amos. So it's one amma between each row. And that, you're not going to say love, but that's the din of the Rosh Hashanah that we were talking about. Frankly, Gemara, sof, sumcha dekeresh kamahavi. How wide is one of these boards? Amsa, it's one amma. Kamahava mosiv. So now you wouldn't just have three of them lying across the wagon, you'd have arba'a, because it's a five amma wagon. So pashala amsa, which leaves one amma for all the space in between. Kishad lamar beni beni kalavadami. And if you divide that amma into the three spaces that are in between the four rows, between one and two, between two and three, between three and four, so then you're going to have a quarter of an amma in each one. A quarter of an amma is only a tefach and a half, and that's going to be lavud. So says Marha, Nichol Mandi Amar Krashim Milamaton Ovian Amma Milamalin Kolin Veholchanat Ke'etz Beshapir. So if you say that the beams were not flat, but they came to an edge, so as they came up, they got sharp toward the end. So then I understand why the space between the Krashim is considered Rosh Hashanah, because since the top of the beams were only one etzba wide, it turns out that the space was more than three tefachim between them, and you're not going to have lavud. Elamandi Amar Kashem Shel Maton Ovian Amma Kach. But if you hold that they were an amma wide at top, the same way they were an amma wide at the bottom, so how are you going to explain Rav? According to that shita, you don't have a space of more than three tefachim between the beams. So Amar Rav Kahana ba'at ba'i, that the rows of krashim on top of the agala were not placed, as separate rows individually. Rather, they were pressed together, one next to the other, in a way that it looks like an atba, which is some type of a stick. That was uh, I'm not sure what it was, but they needed to put it that way because of the height of each row was 4.5 amos, and the width was only 1 amah. So if they would just pile them up separately without pushing them up against each other, it would be very unstable. So they had to push them up against each other to add some stability to the rows. And therefore, in the middle, so how does it work out? So you have two rows of krushim on one edge of the wagon, and another two rows on the other edge, and in between there was an amma of space. But all the rows of krushim that were bunched together, where were they put? Agabadagola, on the top of the wagon. But the wagon itself had a floor to it, and underneath it there was an open space that was roofed. So how could Rav say that the makom that's underneath the agola is considered Rishus Rabim? At least that part doesn't seem to be open. So Shmuel b'yisedos. Shmuel says that the agolos didn't really have a floor. The underneath the agola was made out of pegs that had spaces of more than 3 tefachim between them, and therefore even the space under the agola was considered to be Rishus Rabim. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up Tan Rabbanan on Amud Beis next time.